This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we welcome you back to Hiawatha in the Roundhouse here on KNZA. We're also queued up on the Hiawatha channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, good stuff. Seth Nelson, our studio producer, kind of laid the land for you as far as our remaining sports coverage for the rest of this week. As he mentioned, myself, Kern, and Prophet will be in Salina for state wrestling, and we got sub-state basketball now really in full effect beginning after tonight going into next week as well. So a lot going on as winter sports is wrapping up here over the next few weeks here in Kansas Land Country. Alongside Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler here for the channel. Mentioned Seth Tollefson back in studio. I am Brandon Tadman. Again, the Hiawatha girls victorious in game one tonight, 52-44. And Paige, now we set our sights on the boys' tilt tonight. Red Hawks under first-year head coach Brady Jasper. Of course, he was the head coach of the girls' team for the previous 10 years. Now his first year coaching the boys. And on the other side, Joe Smith. He's been here for a few years now for Jefferson West. Both these teams will have, I don't want to say challenging, well, I will say it. They do have challenging sub-state quarterfinals. Hiawatha set to go to Osage City on Friday night. Jeff West, they will be on the road at Silver Lake. But again, final game of the regular season, you just try to find a little bit of momentum. Hiawatha, they have lost back-to-back games since a four-game winning streak. And Jeff West, they had an eight-game losing streak before defeating Holton in their last contest. So again, finding that rhythm, finding a little momentum going into sub-state on Friday night.
For Hiawatha, it's going to be big for them to win this game, I think. They lost this game earlier in the year, and that was kind of a tough one for Hiawatha. They had the lead. They were going strong. You and I called that game, and it was pretty exciting throughout. And I think, you know, we've said it before tonight, it is senior night. These guys want to win. They don't like Jeff West super much either, and they want to show that they can play with anyone. They had a pretty decently rough loss to a couple of teams, lost to Riverside, and then got blown out at Sabetha, which is a game that no one really thought was going to end like that. But then they ended up beating Holton, and they beat St. Mary's right before that.
Yeah, the Redhawks, the boys, they might have one of the more impressive resumes. They're not going to have the best record on paper, just 7-11, but they have beat Nemaha Central, who is ranked and only has two losses. They have defeated Rossville, who is a 2A-ranked team. They have defeated St. Mary's, who is a ranked 2A team, and a top seed in their sub-state, and then Morehill Mounts Academy undefeated in the Northeast Kansas League and just a two-loss team. So you see some of the wins that the Redhawks have put together, but maybe there's a few losses in there that maybe on paper, again, you don't expect them to lose. So it's just been kind of that up-and-down year when you see Hiawatha play, and when they're on their game, they play as good as anybody in this league. Now, on the other side for Jeff West, they had an eight-game losing streak that spanned about 5 weeks. But they finally got a win in their last game on the road at Holton to snap that 53-46. So it's been kind of a struggle for the most part for Jeff West. But again, they have a win on their belt in their last time out on the road at Holton. Well, let's dive into the starting lineups for this one here tonight as our boys game just moments away from getting underway as the Redhawks here at home on senior night looking for the sweep, as the girls won again in the first game, 52-44. Well, with it being senior night, a little bit different of a starting five for the Redhawks. We'll get to them in just a moment, but we start with the road team per usual under head coach Joe Smith. The Jefferson West Tigers, a record of 6-12. They went 3-7 in Big East League play here in 24-25. It's going to be Jason Payne, the junior forward. Also on the perimeter, a guard in Tucker Holthouse. He is a senior. One of the leading guards in terms of assists per game in the league, that is Connor Rich, who is averaging about 5 assists per game. Kyle Herman, a senior swing forward, and the leading scorer is Daniel Brown, leading the charge for Jeff West at about 11 points per game. So again, for Joe Smith and Jeff West, it is Payne, it is Holthouse, it is Rich, Herman, and Brown. For Brady Jasper and the Redhawks here, it is senior night, so Braden Newell will get a start in the backcourt at 2 points and a rebound per game. Connor Kettler as well, a senior guard at 5'10", at just under 2 points and a rebound per game. Cameron Boswell, elite sharpshooter, 6'1 senior at 9 points per game. Gage Kappelman is a 6'1 senior, and also getting a start tonight, Cooper Hanke, a 6-foot senior guard as well. So again, on senior night, it is 5 seniors across the board. For first-year head coach Brady Jasper and Newell, Kettler, Boswell, Kappelman, and Hanke. Again, our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. As we get set for game two, it is a packed house. It's filled up a little bit since the girls' game got done. Jeff West in the all-black road uniforms, white numerals and lettering, home whites across the board for the Redhawks with the blue and red trim. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Leah and Paige, Seth in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Game two of our double dip is underway. And just like game one, Jeff West, the opening possession of the game here tonight, working from left to right. Here is Connor Rich. Nice dump down. Holthouse right underneath over the body of Boswell. And Tucker Holthouse, an early bucket to give Jeff West the first points of the game. They lead it 2-0, 20 seconds in. First opportunity on offense from right to left. Tigers going man-to-man. Boswell in the paint. Right side kick. Braden Newell a triple. He got it. How about the start for the senior? Braden Newell giving the Redhawks a 3-2 lead. Just like the girls' game, both teams scoring on their opening possessions of the contest. Nice little pick-and-roll action here. Up and under. Too easy. Down low for Jason Payne. Back-to-back buckets for the Tigers, and they retake the lead at 4-3. As we are 50 seconds into this game. Redhawks scoring 52 points per game. Jeff West on defense surrendering 54 points per game. Boswell a drive. Couldn't get it to go off the window. And the first rebound of the game to Jason Payne and Jeff West. Here's Daniel Brown. Hesitates from the right wing. Little fadeaway. Left it short. First rebound for Hiawatha into the hands of Connor Kettler. Gets it off to Boswell. Long pass into the front court. Jeff West on the road. An early 4-3 lead. Boswell gets a high ball screen. Brown fights through it. They get it up top here to Hanke, the senior. Back up top to Boswell. Casual with the dribble. Left side on the wing. Bouncing it there to Braden Newell. Back up top, Kappelman. Puts it on the dribble. Guarded by Rich. Kappelman still has it on the right wing. Doesn't have the dribble. Has to find somebody. Gets it off to Kettler, who's played in all but one game this season for the Redhawks. Boswell working up top, works to the right wing, gets inside the arc, spins in the lane, layup good. Cam Boswell for a deuce. Redhawks retake the lead, multiple lead changes here early. Redhawks 5 and the Tigers 4. Here's Rich into the front court from left to right, bouncing it to Holthouse up top. Left side it goes to Herman who fires, couldn't make a three from the corner. A little bit strong and a backside rebound for Newell. 5-4 Redhawks, 5:48 to go, first quarter. Here's Boswell back into the front court, guarded by Holthouse. Wants a Kappelman screen, works left with it. Tigers switch. Now Boswell being guarded by Jason Payne. Boswell again, diving from the left wing. Aggressive bucket for Cam Boswell. Largest lead at 7-4. Boswell's got 4. Here's Payne, nearly had it taken away, but gets it out to Rich. He'll dive in, back out to Payne. Little two-man game, hop step in the lane. Bank shot no good. Good defense by Kappelman. He pulls down the rebound. The Redhawks here, back-to-back stops on the defensive end. They lead it by 3 as we're coming up on 3 minutes into the game. Boswell, head of the circle, works it left. Bumps the chest to Brown. Now wants a ball screen. My hand key, not much with it. Now Boswell continuing to work. Gets in the lane. He does it again. Cam Boswell, 3-for-3. And 3 buckets at the rim. He's got 6 in the largest lead for the Redhawks at 9-4. Here's Brown. Holthouse up top. It's a 6-0 run right now for the Redhawks. Here's Rich around a Holthouse screen. Now Payne looking inside. Holthouse wasn't ready for it. And a turnover by Jeff West. How about the start here, Paige, for Cam Boswell?
It's pretty exciting to see him driving into the lane. You know, he's known to be a three-point shooter, but later as the season has gone on, he's done a much better job at looking for the open lane and not even always the open, being contested and being confident with his ball handling skills.
Well, a few normal starters are back in against senior night, so we see guys like Ethan Morton and Michael Jensen, a pair of junior starters, get in onto the floor here pretty quick. Redhawks working on a 6-0 run. They lead it 9-4. As we got 4:20 to go in this first quarter. Here's Morton. Also into the game, Braylon Sieben Morgan. Here's Sieben Morgan with it, head of the circle, works around Holthouse. Nice little pass. Kessler for 2. Big body, it's big to big, and Lane Kessler gets on the board. It's now 11-4, and it's an 8-0 run here by the Redhawks. We're halfway in, halfway home to go in the first quarter of play here tonight. Now we get a whistle away from the ball, and our First foul of the game comes at 3:57. It's against Hiawatha, and it's going against the 5'10 junior, Michael Jensen. Well, Paige, we saw the girls go on a 13-0 run in the first quarter in the first game tonight, and right now the Redhawks in the boys' game in the middle of an 8-0 run and a 7-point lead.
You'd have to imagine that Jeff West is going to amp up the pressure on Boswell as he went on that 6-0 run after Newell's three. Now with the starters back out for Hiawatha, they have a lot more to contest with.
Well, Herman had a good look from three straight away. It missed off the front rim and then tipped out of bounds, and it's going back to Hiawatha. So a chance to add to the 8-0 run here. 3:50 to go in the quarter, and 11-4. Redhawks lead at home. Good crowd, good crew on hand. Normal starters back in for the Redhawks. Here's Stephen Morgan diving in from the left elbow, and it's going to be a foul on the floor. And a blocking foul against Kyle Herman, the senior for Jeff West. And it's on the floor again, so first foul of the game against the Tigers. And Ethan Morton will trigger in an inbounds pass right here left side of his own backboard. Stephen Morgan at the elbow. Kessler trying to post up on the block. They don't give it to him. Now Jensen in the corner right. Works it back right wing. Now dribbling on Herman back into the corner. Baseline drive. Cut off short corner. Has to kick it back out to Stephen Morgan on the wing. Here's Boswell, head of the circle. 3:25 to go in the first. 8-0 run right now for the Redhawks. Tried to dump it down to Kessler inside, and Morton's pass too heavy. Out of bounds for the first Hiawatha turnover.
Both turnovers for both teams pretty similar. Just trying to get down in the post and just missing your man. Good looks for both teams, however.
Good student section here for Hiawatha on senior night. Mentioned in the pregame, Jeff West there. Sub-state quarterfinal will be at Silver Lake on Friday night. Hiawatha also on the road. They're going to be at Osage City. Here's Holthaus. Here's Herman. Another chance for three, and he got this one to go. So the 8-0 run is stopped in its tracks. Kyle Herman from downtown. And it's now 11-7. The Redhawks lead is four. And now Morton works it into the front court. He was bumped a little bit, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. And the second turnover now on the Redhawks. A couple subs in for Jeff West. We'll see the junior Cooper Watkins into the game. And also Mason McCollum as well. Big body forward down low. It's a good matchup with him and Kessler. Well, Herman just knocked down a three to end an 8-0 Redhawks run. Jeff West with the ball back, trailing by four, under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. It's 11-7. McCollum, left side it goes to the sophomore Max Tuck, who's also into the game for Jeff West. Now Rich, ball screen by McCollum. Mid-range jump shot, no good, tipped in the air, nearly went in on the tip, fighting for it, out of bounds, and it's going back to Hiawatha. Well, McCollum nearly tipped that one in on the rebound attempt, but unable to gather, and it goes out of bounds back to Hiawatha. Hiawatha has lost their last couple of games after a four-game winning streak, 7-11, but four really impressive wins this season against Nemaha Central, Rossville, St. Mary's, and Moore Hill Mounts Academy. As Stephen Morgan missed a mid-range jump shot from the free throw line, Connor Rich the rebound for Jeff West. Now a three on the other end, that one a little bit strong, and they're going to get Max Tuck here, the sophomore, over the back on the rebound attempt. That's the second foul against Jefferson West.
Unlike the girls' game, so far the Hiawatha boys have not had much luck on the offensive boards. They are just kind of assuming the shots will go in, so hopefully they can start working to box out and find their guys.
Well, not a lot of rebounds to go around about 6 minutes in. Here's Kessler on the block working on McCollum. Too much meat inside, and he puts it up and in for two. His second bucket, Kessler with four, and the lead is 13-7 Hiawatha with 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's McCollum, a touch up top, right side to Herman. Guarded by Stephen Morgan, man-to-man here for Hiawatha. Now Morton closing out Rich. McCollum sets the screen. There's the roll. There's the pass. There's the shot. There's the two. Nicely done on the pick and roll. Mason McCollum gets one back there for Jeff West. Back to a four-point deficit for the Tigers at 13-9. Here's Jensen working on the right wing, spinning on Herman defensively. Gets to the right elbow. Has to kick it back to Stephen Morgan, wing right. And a whistle and a hand check foul on the perimeter against the Tigers. Stops clock at 1:28. And this time they get Cooper Watkins for his first. Braden Newell will throw it in, far sideline. Jensen, Morton, Kessler, and Stephen Morgan also on the floor for Hiawatha. Kessler into the corner, now Morton on the right wing. Has the dribble, now using. Works it back top of the key, picks it up there. Closed out by Rich, now into the corner with Newell. Works it back to the wing. There's a cut. Steven Morgan through traffic. No good on the shot, but the foul called. The reaction by Mason McCollum makes me believe that foul's going to be on him. And that is the case, and that puts Braylon Steven Morgan at the line for two. A 6'4 sophomore averaging 9 points and over 5 rebounds a game, and his first free throw is pure. He is a 76% foul shooter, and that's his first point tonight. Makes it 14-9 Redhawks at 1:15 to go in the quarter. Connor Kettler checks back in. Morton gets a breather. It's our first opportunity for either team at the line tonight. And the second one rattles out no good. A rebound for Max Tuck and Jeff West. Jeff West into the front court quickly. Out to come on this last minute of this opening frame. Here's a nice drive by Rich. A difficult shot fading away on the left baseline is good. So Connor Rich gets on the board. His first bucket, a three-point game. Now in the corner, a deep left corner three. That one hits high off the heel. Chased down to the perimeter. It's still on the floor. Hiawatha finally able to pick it up with Connor Kettler. Works it towards the right corner. Kicks it up top here to Jensen. 42 seconds and counting in the first quarter. Jensen spins in the lane. Do they get him for a travel? No, they're going to get a foul on Jeff West. Or wait, nope, there is the foul. Hesitation there by the official, but they get Connor Rich with his first. And team foul number four. And they're actually going to call it on the shot. So it's a shooting foul, and Michael Jensen's at the line to shoot two. Jensen's first. Left it a little bit short, no good. 61% at the line. The junior, the second leading scorer at just north of 10 points per game. Steven Morgan came out. Sub was in. Officials kind of stop play for a second there, but now Jensen ready to fire his second free throw. He got that one to go. For the Redhawks, 2-for-4 at the line in the opening quarter, and their lead is 15-11 at now 39 seconds to go. Now these two teams play back on January 17th, as Paige mentioned in the pregame, and it was a good one, to say the least, as Jeff West was able to hold on at home and win it by 4, 52-48. Here's a screen by McCollum. Working is Watkins. Nice switch there by Kessler defensively. They get it back to Herman up top. Hop steps in the lane. Kicks it to Tuck in the corner. Well contested three. It's an air ball. McCollum fighting for the rebound. He got it, and then he turned it over. Here's Morton into the front court, now slowing it down. 9 seconds to go. Redhawks can play for the final shot. Morton working one-on-one on Tuck. Gets in the lane. Hesitates. Puts one up. Got it to go. His time expires in the quarter. Ethan Morton, his first bucket. And a 6-point Redhawks lead as we finish the first 8 minutes here in the boys' contest tonight. After the first quarter of play, Redhawks 17 and the Jeff West Tigers 11. Second quarter action after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Kymke Esa-Sapeta is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kymke offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KymkeS.com to learn more. Kymke Trucking of Sapeta. We make it happen.
February is National American Heart Month. Let's turn our focus to the most vital organ in our bodies, our hearts. At Holton Community Hospital, we're committed to raising awareness about heart health and importance of preventative care. The cardiovascular service team at Holton Community Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care and education, helping the communities understand and manage heart health better. For more information on the services and tips for a healthy heart, visit Holton Community Hospital Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Services online at HoltonHospital.com. Here's to a heart healthy February from Holton Community Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha boys opening possession of the second quarter. They lead at Jeff, or they lead against Jeff West here at home, 17-11. Good defense to start here for the Tigers on this opening few seconds of this second quarter. Full house, full crew on hand. Here's Boswell on a drive, threw some contact, no good on the shot. Rebound Daniel Brown, And Jeff West pushing their first offensive possession of the second quarter. Nice ball fake by Watkins in the corner. Tried to wrap a pass inside, and it's taken away. Third turnover by the Tigers. Morton all the way. Layup good. Count it. And the foul. They get Holthaus with the block. And it'll be the first foul on Tucker Holthaus. And Ethan Morton with a chance at a three-point play. He's got 4 points here in the half. Max Tuck checks in. Daniel Brown checks out. First foul on either side here in the first 46 seconds of the second quarter. 5'11 junior Ethan Morton, 11 points per game, the leading scorer for the Red Hawks, and he drills the free throw. He's 68% in that category, and he's got 5. And just like that, a good start. The Red Hawks balloon their lead to 20-11 as we come up on a minute into this second period. Up top, here is a drive by Payne. Got inside, kicked it right, but they're going to call him for a travel. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Jeff West. Largest lead of the game here for Hiawatha. Right now at 9. And an 8-0 run in the first few minutes of that first quarter. They have scored the first 3 points of the second quarter. Now Morton had it knocked away and a steal by Jeff West. And now driving in and a foul on Hiawatha to stop that transition opportunity for the Tigers. And this foul against Cam Boswell, his first. I apologize, Paige. Does he go by Cam? No, his name's Cameron. Does it go either way?
Cameron professionally, but okay. Cam in school.
Does he prefer Cameron?
I don't know.
He doesn't have a preference.
I've never asked him.
Okay.
I think he's good with either.
Okay. Fair enough. 6:51 to go in the first half. Red Hawks leading by 9 at 20-11. Tigers dump in the entry pass on the perimeter. Here to Rich. Holthaus on a curl. Got a Payne screen. They go to Payne on the block. Kessler defending. Shot up good. And the foul. And one for Jason Payne. Stephen Morgan was also around, but I think it's going to be on Kessler. Here it is, and that is his first. Big bucket there for the Tigers, and a chance for one more for the junior forward, Jason Payne. He's got 4 points. His first free throw attempt tonight. Rattles in and out, no good. Stephen Morgan the rebound. Here's Morton, stops right across midcourt, dribbling with the right, holds up the play call with the left. One-handed pass to Stephen Morgan on the right wing. Hands it off to Newell right there. Stephen Morgan in the paint. Morton on a cut. Lost it. Got it on the tip. Still fighting underneath and through traffic. Ethan Morton's strength in number 7 for him. And it's 22-13. The lead back to 9. Here's Payne up top here for Jeff West. Right side it goes. This is Cooper Watkins. Puts it on the dribble. Working on Stephen Morgan. Backed up beyond the perimeter. Now Tuck up top. Left side to Connor Rich. Surveying the defense as he's closed down by Braden Newell. He'll spin in the lane, dumps it to Payne, short corner left, shot was short, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched, I believe, by Cooper Watkins, and it's going back to Hiawatha. So the Red Hawks trying to get their first double-digit lead here in tonight's game. They lead it by 9. We have played just north of 2 minutes in this second period. Morton gets it into the corner, now dumps it down inside, takes it all the way, lays it in for 2. Ethan Morton now with 9. And the largest lead for the Red Hawks now at 11 at 24-13. We got 5:36 to go in the first half. Nice run here going on by the Red Hawks. Here's Rich. In the corner, Watkins. Tuck wide open up top for 3. Couldn't get it to go. It hit high off the heel. Rebound for the Red Hawks and Ethan Morton. 11-point Red Hawks lead trying to add. Morton hesitates in the lane. Floater good. Ethan Morton is on one here in the first half, and Joe Smith has to call a timeout. Largest lead for the Red Hawks. It's a double up at 26-13. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 5:14 to go first half. Red Hawks by 13. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Red Hawks adding to their lead. They led 17-11 after one. It's now 26-13. Ethan Morton is put on a show here in the first half, Paige. He's got 11 points, nearly outscoring Jeff West by himself, and he's not doing it from the outside. He is getting to the rack and finishing through contact.
I don't think Jeff West is fully prepared for how able to finish Ethan is. He gets up, and he doesn't like to take no for an answer. He likes to follow through with a shot. He and Michael Jensen are very similar to that front, and that is why they are two leading scorers.
Well, Hiawatha again leading in double-up fashion, 26-13. After the timeout, again, which was brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Here's Payne, the touch up top, right side to Herman on the wing. Had it knocked away, but right into the hands of McCollum. Newell nearly got a steal there. Here's Rich around a McCollum screen. Hesitates at the free throw line. Thought about a shot, but was closed out by Steven Morgan. Now Holthaus diving in and contact and a foul going against the Redhawks here. I think it's on the floor. Holthaus lost the dribble in the paint. And the foul on Braylon Steven Morgan. That is his first. And Redhawks team foul number 3. Nice backdoor here. Count it and 1. Good inbounds play to Kyle Herman, who now has 5 and a chance for 1 more. The Redhawk foul there on Braden Newell, his first. Team foul number 4. So the final 4:46. Tigers going to have an opportunity to be in the bonus. Here's Kyle Herman. 5 points tonight. Make it 6. And he capitalizes on the 3-point play. So desperately needed there for Jeff West. They get it back to 10 at 26-16 and now show some pressure here in the half court. There's a double team on top, and they call a jump ball that was nicely played by the Tigers to force a Redhawks turnover. We've got our final weekly locker room chats tomorrow night across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Been a long grind as we head into postseason play starting on Thursday and Friday for the 3A classification. Pinpoint game right now for the Redhawks, 26-16. Here's Holthaus spinning to the elbow. McCollum down low, good pass, layup good. Nice find by Holthaus and the bucket by McCollum. He's got 4 and a 5-0 run here by the Tigers out of that timeout. They get back to within 8. It's 26-18. Morton, short corner left, skips it high right. Now back up top to Boswell. Man-to-man defense here. He's guarded by Payne. He works right. Stops on the wing. Behind the back dribble. Up top to Newell. He's closed out by Holthaus, and that is a lazy pass that is taken away. And Jeff West working on a 5-0 run. Holthaus steps into a 3. It's an air ball and a rebound for Cam Boswell. 3:48 to go in the half. Here's Jensen on the wing. Back up top to Boswell. Redhawks 26. Tigers 18. Jeff West won the first meeting, or the loan meeting, back in mid-January by 4. And there's Steven Morgan fading away. Couldn't get it to go, and a rebound off the miss by Kyle Herman. And a double dribble before mid-court, and a costly turnover there. Make it 5 TOs for Jeff West. Gives it back to Hiawatha right about mid-court. Hiawatha had an 8-0 run in that first quarter. They led it 17-11. Once that quarter concluded, their lead now is 26-18. At under 3.5 minutes to go, Morton a deep 3. It's on target, but off on the heel, a little bit too strong. And here's Connor Rich into the front court for Jeff West. Herman sets and fires. That one's off the right rim, no good. Jensen lets it go out of bounds. So a quick one-and-done possession there for the Tigers.
So far, there has not been a lot of threes shot or made tonight. Braden Newell has 1 for Hiawatha, and so does Kyle Herman for Jeff West.
Yeah, both teams have got a majority of their scoring inside that 3-point line. Redhawks with the possession here in the half court. Morton up top to Jensen. Has the dribble, swings it through, gets in the paint, tried to dump it down to Kessler. He's doubled, threw up a shot through contact, and a foul's called. Lane Kessler going to the line to shoot a pair. Stops the clock at 2:47. The Jeff West foul on Connor Rich, his second. And here's 6'4 Lane Kessler at the line. 4 points here in the half. His first opportunity at the stripe. He is a 43% foul shooter, and that one looks pure. It is pure. 5 points for Lane Kessler. He's averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds per game on the year. Second one is up, and his second is good. 6 points for Kessler, makes it 28-18. Largest lead for the Redhawks here in the first half has been 13. Here's McCollum, right side to Payne. They set up a screen for Herman up top, but nice switch there by Boswell to close out. Now Brown gets in the lane, had it knocked away, and a steal by Steven Morgan. Six turnovers now by Jeff West. No transition opportunity there. Jensen now backing out near midcourt. 2:20 to go in the half. There's a foul on Daniel Brown reaching in as Jensen was dribbling towards the right wing. First foul on Daniel Brown, or correction, that's his second foul. And Cooper Watkins about to check back in. Daniel Brown, a senior and a transfer. A leading scorer for the Tigers at about 11 points per game. McCollum comes out. Watkins is in. So a little bit smaller of a lineup here for Tigers head coach Joe Smith and company. 28-18, the Redhawks by 10 with the basketball here. Steven Morgan up top. Left side pass to Morton on the wing. Steven Morgan sets a screen as he works right. Get it off to Kessler, and now a bump and a foul again on Daniel Brown. Good sportsmanship there by Boswell to help him up. Brown picks up his now third foul. That's a big foul. And that brings back the sophomore Max Tuck, is the leading scorer for Jeff West, who has not scored in this game, has to take a seat with 2:07 to go in the half. Here's Morton on the inbounds pass. Now Kessler at the left elbow, tried to bounce it inside. It might have been kicked, but no call, and it's a turnover by Hiawatha. Here's Tuck. Goes in on Kessler. He had it knocked away, and Steven Morgan with his second steal. And now Steven Morgan couldn't hear the wolf call, and Jeff West takes it right back. Minute 45 to go. Here's Payne at the right elbow. He had it knocked away, but chasing it down on the left wing is Max Tuck. The reset up top to Connor Rich. Final minute 35 on this first half. 10-point Hiawatha lead at 28-18. Here's Tuck. Now Watkins in the corner. Payne open from the free throw line, and he knocks it down. Wide open, Jason Payne, his third basket. He's got 6 points, and it's 28-20. Redhawks lead down to 8 at 1:17 to go in the half. The Tigers have switched it up. They're going zone here, 3-2 variety. Redhawks see that. Trying to counteract. Morton in the corner. He'll fire. Hit the rim twice. Kessler the rebound right underneath. Too easy for the big body. Lane Kessler, who's now got 8 points. And an offensive stick back to get it back to 10 at 30-20. Now 55 seconds and counting until halftime. Second chance opportunity there for the Redhawks. Kessler took advantage. Here's Tuck. Right side to Rich. Wants a right side screen working. Now still hesitates. Now Payne. Another short jump shot. He got another one to go. 8 points for Jason Payne. Two teams exchange baskets. 35 seconds left in the half, and I think Brady Jasper probably wants his team to play for the final shot as Morton stands with the ball at his hip right at midcourt. 25 seconds to go. 30-22 our score. Morton looking back, holding it at the right hip. Nobody closing out for Jeff West. Jeff West content on letting Hiawatha play for the final shot here. 10 seconds to go. Jensen has it. Skips it to Morton. 7 seconds. He'll fire. Can't hit a three. And a rebound for Connor Rich. And he's trying to fight a way through a couple defenders. Herman, 40 feet away. No good. And that takes it to the end of the first half. Now the Redhawks, they led it by 6 at the end of one. They'll take an 8-point lead into the halftime break. Halftime show next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the boys' contest, our halftime score, Hiawatha 30, Jefferson West 22. We'll break it down after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys halftime score here at Hiawatha. The Redhawks leading Jefferson West 30-22. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, alongside Paige Mueller and Leah Kessler here for the Hiawatha Channel. I'm Brandon Tabman here on 103.9 FM KNZA. Our halftime coverage again brought to you by Highland Community College. Redhawks had an 8-0 run early on in the game. They led 17-11 after the first quarter. They added to that with a 13-11 advantage in quarter number two. Paige, a 30-22 halftime lead for the Redhawk boys trying to snap a two-game skid.
Hiawatha has struggled kind of guarding the mid-range twos. Jason Payne has done a very good job of getting the open look and firing without hesitation, and he is nailing those J's for Hiawatha. Ethan Morton is driving into the lane, but when they have been able to find Lane Kessler, that has also been a successful standpoint for the Redhawks, as he has a little bit of height on these Jeff West players and is able to kind of body himself up to the rim. And if you're a Hiawatha fan, you'd probably like to see them do more of that.
Yeah, for sure. And you look at some of the team numbers, fairly similar. Both teams turned it over seven times. Both teams, and again, these are unofficial, both teams had eight rebounds. So there wasn't a ton of rebounds to go along in that first half. So both with seven turnovers. Both teams have eight rebounds. Both teams hit 1-3. Hiawatha does have the advantage at the free throw line, going 5 of 7. Jeff West has just two attempts at the free throw line, connecting on one. But again, right now the leading scorers for Hiawatha, Ethan Morton, 11, Lane Kessler with 8, Jason Payne, the leading scorer for Jefferson West, he's got 8 as well. Kyle Herman has 6 points as well for Jeff West. Tigers also got 2 points apiece from Tucker Holthouse and Connor Rich, and then 4 points as well from Mason McCollum. Some of the other Redhawks scorers, Braden Newell's got 3, Cam Boswell with 6, and 1 point as well apiece from Michael Jensen and Braylon Steven Morgan. In our stats here at the half, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's with Mike Tank and Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Get our boys halftime tilt. The score, 30-22 in favor of Hiawatha at home. Talk about it a little bit more after another timeout here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business. of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, the Redhawks here at home on senior night, looking to wrap up the regular season with a sweep over Jefferson West. The girls' final 52-44. Right now, the Redhawk boys a 30-22 halftime lead. Again, our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Alongside Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler here for the channel. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer tonight. Again, I am Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. All right, Paige, real quick. There we go. Getting ready to get the second half going in just a few minutes. But what do you see as maybe keys for Hiawatha to hold on here and get a win?
I think Hiawatha is going to have to start hitting threes. To be honest, I think Jeff West is going to do a much better job of closing out the lane. And I have a feeling that Hiawatha is probably feeling a little bit anxious right now. They were in this position at Meriden, and, you know, they lost that game. So for Hiawatha, they're going to have to keep their heads and keep their composure as well. Don't get too anxious. Don't get too, oh, my gosh, we lost them before. They just got to play confident because they are a team to be reckoned with.
Well, let's see if either team can really get something going from the outside. Both teams just knocking down 1-3 apiece. Again, the rebounds were light. Both teams with 7 turnovers. Ethan Morton, 11 points to lead the Redhawks. Lane Kessler with 8. Jason Payne, the leading scorer for the Tigers with 8. Kyle Herman with 6 points as well. Halftime score, Redhawks 30, Jefferson West 22. The final timeout, the second half. Coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When second's making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
That's it, a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second half on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel as well. Brandon, Leah, Paige, Seth all with you here tonight across the networks as the Redhawk boys an 8-point lead as we start the second half. Jeff West will be on the defensive end here. Redhawks pushing left to right this time. And the final two quarters, Redhawks trying to snap a small two-game skid. Tigers trying to win their second straight game after an 8-game losing streak prior to that last time out in a victory against Holton. Here we go. Third quarter action. They set it up for Stephen Morgan. Ball fake. Shot up good. Off the window. Right side block. Good opening play. And Stephen Morgan, the first points in the second half. And the lead is back to 10 at 32-22. Red Hawks' highest lead in tonight's game has been 13. There were multiple lead changes through the first few minutes, but since about the halfway point on that first quarter, the Red Hawks have led it ever since. Here's a pull-up jump shot, off the heel strong, fighting for it. Daniel Brown for an offensive rebound and a second-chance opportunity here. Here's Brown, wing left, into the corner now with Holtouth, not using the dribble. Man-to-man defense here for Hiawatha. Now Payne a touch up top. Kessler not closing. Now right side to Rich. He's guarded by Jensen. They miss Payne on a, or they miss Brown on a curl. Now diving in is Holt, or that was kind of Rich. Kessler fighting through the trees to grab that rebound. Missed opportunity there for the Tigers. Here's Morton into the front court. Stops at the free throw line. Gets it back up top to Jensen on a curl. Beautiful dump down pass. Too easy. As Stephen Morgan finds another one. This time from the left side block. And a 4-0 start here for the Redhawks. Their lead is 34-22. We have played about 90 seconds here in this third quarter. There's Kessler inside, reaching in as tried to poke it away from Payne. They're going to get Kessler here on the foul. That's going to be his second and the first foul on either side in the second half of play. Two easy baskets for Braylon Stephen Morgan here to start for the Redhawks. Their lead is 34-22. Jeff West into the corner. Herman a three, left it short, tipped in the air. Rebound for Ethan Morton and Hiawatha. Morton down the middle of the floor from left to right. Stops at the top of the key. There's Stephen Morgan at the elbow. Closed out quickly by Herman. Now back up top to Jensen. Looks right, goes back left to Morton on the wing. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers here. Morton a baseline drive. Nice move. Gets inside through Brown. Couldn't make the shot. Rebound Jason Payne. A great move to get to the basket by Morton, but couldn't convert. Here's Rich in the paint. Right side pass Herman. He'll try again. Couldn't make it again this time. And a rebound for Boswell, and he's bumped down by Daniel Brown. Just picked up his fourth foul.
Brown has been kind of quiet tonight for the Tigers. Hasn't done, well, any scoring. And unfortunately,
you say kind of quiet. I'd say fairly quiet.
But he has picked up four fouls.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not the stat you want to have. Yeah. With still 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, Jeff West, leading scorer, has to take a seat. Who knows for how long? 34-22, Hiawatha. 5:48 and counting in the third quarter. There's another bump and a foul on the perimeter here against Jeff West. They get this one on Connor Rich. That is his third. You could argue maybe the two best players for Jeff West in foul trouble here tonight.
This is kind of similar to our girls' contest in the third quarter where fouls were piling up early, particularly for the Redhawks, however.
Yeah, a lot of fouls, a lot of free throw shots between those two teams in game number one tonight. Here's Kessler trying to corral one down low after it was tipped away, but ultimately a turnover for Iowa, their first of the half. Here's Rich all the way, layup good, hanging in the air and finishing with a little contact. Connor Rich has four, and the first points for Jeff West here in the third quarter. Gets it back to 10. Kessler, nobody guarding. And what does that mean? An easy deuce for Lane Kessler. He's got 10. 36-24, defensive lapse there for the Tigers down low. Here's Payne, right side to Max Tuck. Came in for Brown after he picked up his fourth foul. Here's Rich, wing left, getting a Payne screen, stepping back, firing from 17, couldn't get it to go. Easy rebound for Lane Kessler. Gets it out to Boswell, far sideline, pushing. Stephen Morgan now left corner, using the dribble, baseline cut off by Payne, still on the dribble, now working back to the wing, up top here to Morton. Clock moving at 4:40 here in the quarter. Morton driving. Jensen, Boswell. Good extra pass. Now Kessler right block. Spinning to his right. Shot up, no. And a late whistle. There's a foul. And Kessler aggressive again. He'll go back to the line to shoot two. See that Jeff West foul is on. They get it on the junior in Jason Payne. That is his first. And Tiger team foul number three. Well, a nice night for Lane Kessler. He's got 10 points, 3 rebounds, although the first free throw here, no good. There was no announcer jinx on that because I did not reference any free throws.
We'll give that one to you.
See the look that Paige gave me on that one?
Yeah, I'll give you a pass on that one.
Okay. Second free throw.
And you brought it up this time.
No good as well. He goes 0 for 2, but Steven Morgan gets the rebound, and he puts it up and in. Another lapse there as Steven Morgan has 6 of his 7 here in the third quarter. And the largest lead now for the Redhawks at 14, it's 38-24. Couple mistakes here in the last minute for Jeff West, leading to easy buckets for the Redhawks. Here's Tucker around, a screen by McCollum, picks it up and taken away by Morton. Just picked the pocket, goes up, missed the layup. Thought he was fouled, and a rebound off the miss by Max Tuck. Redhawk fans wanted a foul there. Here's Holthaus in the paint, left-handed floater, off the heel strong. Kessler threw 3 black jerseys, able to pull down that miss. Kessler's 4th rebound. Physicality ramping up. The whistle staying quiet through the last couple minutes. Redhawks have it back, leading by 14, their largest lead of the night. Morton just a few steps in front of midcourt. That one is kicked away by Connor Rich. A little reset here on the near sideline. 3:34 to go in the quarter. The Redhawks leading by 14. They've got 2 in double figures. Ethan Morton with 11. Lane Kessler with 10. Leading scorer for Jeff West is Jason Payne with 8. Into the corner. Boswell is first look, and he cans a deep left wing triple. Cameron Boswell, he's got 9. And the largest lead continues to blow up. It's 41-24. Danger time here for the Tigers with 3:10 to go in the quarter. Go inside McCollum, kicks it right to Tuck. Nice ball fake pass Jensen, steps back for 3. That's good. Nice play by Max Tuck. Desperately needed triple right there for the Tigers. And it's back to 14 at 41-27. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Tigers right now in a 3-2 zone. Steven Morgan for 3. It was too strong. Backside rebound by Cooper Watkins. Here's Rich into the front court, hesitates, driving left baseline, fading away. Shot might have been partially blocked, and a rebound by Steven Morgan. Jensen into the front court, went behind the back. Now Morton thought about it. Instead, Boswell puts it on the dribble. Baseline drive, left his feet. Jensen right wing triple is good. Michael Jensen from downtown, the assist by Cam Boswell, and it's 44-27 at 2:20 to go in the third. Hiawatha blowing it open a little bit here in the third quarter. Still a lot of time, though. Tigers need to win this final 2:10. Here's a drive by Watkins. Now Holthaus. Nice ball fake pass Boswell. Layup no good. Steven Morgan altered the shot on the defensive end, and he grabbed the rebound off the miss. Jensen's pass taken away by Rich. A turnover for the Redhawks. 2-on-1 break. Layup blocked off the backboard by Steven Morgan. Oh, baby, what a play. Into the corner, Morton's going to bring the house down. Couldn't get it to go on a triple. And a foul against, I believe, Kessler on the rebound attempt. That was an incredible block by Steven Morgan to pin it up off the backboard when it looked like the Tigers were going to have an easy deuce in transition. And then on the other end, Morton unable to knock down a 3, and Kessler picking up his 3rd foul. Those on the channel checking out the replay. Oh, Paige, you ruined it.
I know, I missed it. I'll fix it, I promise. Oh, no.
It's all fun and games right there, but here's Brown who just checked back in. He misfired a straightaway 3, picked up by Max Tuck, and his shot is rejected, but a foul called this time. Defense ramping up for the Redhawks here, but a foul called, and free throws coming up for the sophomore, Max Tuck.
I got to fix this time.
All right, for the channel, seeing the block by Steven Morgan. The foul on Michael Jensen, his 2nd, team foul number 3, and Max Tuck to shoot 2 here for Jeff West, and his 1st free throw is short, no good. Got 90 seconds to go in the third. The Redhawks have their largest lead of the game at 44-27. Tuck's 2nd, in and out, no good. Steven Morgan the rebound. It's been the Steven Morgan quarter. He's got 6 points, 4 rebounds, and an emphatic block as well in this frame. Ethan Morton resetting up top with 1:15 to go. Here's Boswell right side. Steven Morgan in the corner. Back up top to Morton. Tigers going man-to-man. Boswell had it tipped away. Gets it back on the block. Steven Morgan fadeaway. Jay, oh yeah. Steven Morgan with 9. Little fade in that. Little mid-range inside. 46-27. The lead is 19. 53 seconds to go. Brown tries to answer it. He does with a 15-foot left wing jump shot. And finally, the leading score for the Tigers on the board, as it's 46-29 at now 42 seconds to go in the quarter. Morton guarded by Watkins, gets it up top here. Connor Kettler back in. Nice drive and kick to Jensen. Turned down a semi-open three and gets it back to Boswell high right with now 30 seconds and counting. Seems like head coach Brady Jasper wants his team to play for the final shot. Watkins closing out. Morton a drive. Boswell saving it from going out of bounds. Now Morton resets with now 17 ticks to go. Here's Boswell. 13 on the clock. Back to Morton on the right wing. Down to 10 seconds. Boswell from the left wing. Awkward right-handed floater. Steven Morgan had a putback attempt. He gets another chance. He puts it up and in. Braylon Steven Morgan right at the horn with a couple offensive rebounds. He had 10 points and 6 rebounds in that quarter alone, and the largest lead here at 19 for the Redhawks. We go to the fourth quarter after it. Now 48-29 Redhawks. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So the Tigers have a lot of work to do as they trail Hiawatha here, 48-29 as we start the fourth quarter. It was a dominant third quarter.
And another block for Hiawatha as Ethan Morton got a hand on that one.
That was nicely done, and another rebound for Braylon Steven Morgan, who's been the story here in the second half. Boswell drives, had it tipped away out of bounds. Hiawatha will keep. Steven Morgan in that third quarter alone had 6 rebounds to go along with 10 points and a big-time block as well.
According to my sheet, I have Hiawatha with 3 blocks. I have Ethan with 1, Braylon with 1, and Lane with 1.
Yeah, defense ramping up, and that was a dominant quarter in the third for the Redhawks, outscoring the Tigers 18-7, but they turn it over here on the inbounds play, and the Tigers get it up to Holthouse through some contact, count it, and 1. Tucker Holthouse, chance at a 3-point play. Tigers need a lot more of that here in the fourth quarter. That Redhawks foul was on Braden Newell, his second, team foul number 1. Senior Tucker Holthouse, multi-sport athlete, 4 points here tonight. First opportunity for him at the line. His free throw is off the mark, no good. Might have just barely grazed the rim. And a rebound for Kettler. It is 48-31, Redhawks. Trying to earn the senior night sweep to close out the regular season. The girls' final was 52-44. Here is Kettler with it, just mentioned on the right wing, guarded by Payne. Gets it back to Morton right there. He's closed out by Holthouse. Nice jab fake. Gets to the free throw line. Left side kick. Boswell a 3. Man, that is pure. Cameron Boswell, he's all of a sudden quietly up to 12 points. Back-to-back threes here in the second half for him. And now the largest lead at 20 at 51-31. Here's Rich. Ball faking on the wing. They call him for a travel. And the second turnover here in the half by Jeff West. Both teams have been good as far as not turning it over a ton. But an efficient night on both ends of the floor for the Redhawks continuing here in the second half. As Steven Morgan comes out, Kessler is in. Redhawks get it back up 20, 51-31. And they are certainly trying to avenge their early season loss at Jeff West, in which it was a 4-point game. And now they lead this one at home by 20. Kessler on the block, using the muscle, too easy at the rim for Kessler. He's got 12, and now 4 players in double figures for Hiawatha here tonight. Their lead is 22. Here's Holthouse working on Kessler. Kessler said no thank you. Another block shot for the Redhawk defense. Here's Boswell, and there's a hard foul by Holthouse. Fans wanted maybe an intentional foul there, but it's a good hard basketball play. Holthouse will pick that one up at second. And free throws coming up here for Cameron Boswell. Or are they going to say it's on the floor?
I think they're just checking to see if he's okay.
Yeah, he took a hard tumble there. Boswell's had a good second half, couple of threes. Neither one of those threes touched rim. Both were absolute swishes. I would say maybe by his standards, he's maybe not had the best of seasons. He's still averaging 9 points a game. He averaged nearly 15 points a game last year and was a unanimous all-league selection.
I will say a lot of that, I think, is because of defense.
Kessler inside on the inbounds play. Another easy bucket underneath. 14 for Kessler, and the Tigers cannot defend the paint right now. 55-31. Lead continuing to balloon here. Jump shot by Payne. Tipped out of bounds off the miss, and it's going back to Jeff West. Sorry, Hiawatha, my bad. It's Hiawatha ball. I'm like, why is Paige looking at me all weird? It's because I made a wrong call there. Well, the Redhawks in control. They have dominated this second half. Their lead is 55-31. Boswell gets a paint touch. Up top, Kettler. Left side, Jensen. Kessler's on the block. They missed him there. Now back up top to reset is Boswell. And time running thin for Jeff West here tonight. 5.5 minutes to go. Now Kessler inside. Lost it this time and a turnover. Steal for the Tigers. Now the ball's on the floor. It's tipped around. Now kicked around. Still on the floor. Should be a jump ball. I'm assuming they're calling it a jump ball. They do.
And who else on the bottom of that pile but Cameron Boswell?
Now Boswell had a nice second half for sure. Redhawks just appear to have just notched things up on both ends of the floor here in the second half. Whatever Coach Jasper said at halftime, they probably took that to heart because it's showing here how well they have played. Kessler inside again, knocked away, but he tipped it back out to Jensen on the perimeter. A little reset. Into the corner with Kettler. Another bounce pass. Kessler got it up. No good, but they say a foul on the floor. Well, they see the mismatch that Kessler is providing right now, and they continue to go inside to him. This time a foul on the floor against Jeff West, and that one against Kyle Herman is second. Nice ovation for Boswell as he comes off the floor. And into the game. All right, Gage Kappelman. Yep, he is back in. Kessler again inside. Couldn't get this one to go. He gets his own miss, and he's fouled on the putback attempt. Kessler has been a problem tonight for the Tigers down low, and he's got an opportunity for two more chances at the free throw line. Jason Payne picked up that foul, his second, and Jeff West team foul number three. Kessler's first is short. 14 points and 5 rebounds tonight for Lane Kessler. Boswell with 12, and then 11 apiece from Morton and Steven Morgan. So balance for the top four scorers. As Kessler is able to hit the next free throw, he's got 15. He leads all scorers tonight, 56-31. A 25-point Redhawks lead. Herman a deep three, and he got that one to go. And a timeout quickly called by Jefferson West at 4:50 to go. It's 56-34. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It is a full, but we'll keep it right here. Again, when it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Appreciate the hard work all day from him. Paige and Leah here with the channel as well. I'm Brandon Tabman. Dominant second half here for the Redhawks, Paige. Their lead is 22, just under 5 minutes to go.
You got to imagine that these Redhawk boys are feeling pretty good right now. I mean, the last game in Meriden was close. It was contested. It was physical. And it's not like it's not physical right now, but it's cleaner, and there's not a lot of, you know, it seems very clean almost. Like, it's not super aggressive by any means.
Well, Riverside was the opponent for them last Friday, and the Redhawks jumped out to a 24-8 lead, ultimately lost that game by 9. So probably had a little sour taste in the mouth after game against the Cyclones last week.
Yeah, that was a hard loss. going to Wasena and losing like that. And then, you know, we have a big road trip Friday going to Osage City.
Now, after tonight, well, we'll get back to that in a moment. Here's a steal by Jeff West on the inbounds, and, well, things are just not going right. Connor Rich missing a wide-open bunny. And now out of bounds it goes. Or do they call a foul? No, they say out of bounds. It will be Hiawatha basketball.
You got to give the credit, though. Kyle Herman there put his whole body on the ground to try to save that ball.
Put his body on the line. Jeff West still certainly playing hard here, but Redhawks on both ends of the floor have dominated this second half. 4:25 and counting. 56-34 Hiawatha. Kettler had it knocked away, gathers it back in the corner. Long skip pass, far side of the floor. It goes to Carson Henry, who has checked into the game. Haven't seen much of him tonight. But appearing now in another game for Coach Jasper. They get a foul on Daniel Brown here. If they do, that's going to be his fifth. He's out of the game. I don't know about that one. It was Michael Jensen, who kind of hop-stepped between a double team. There wasn't a ton of contact there, and unfortunate for Brown, they get the foul on him.
He's only his fourth, though, so he's still in.
Boy, I thought he was at four already. Not sure if that was the case or not. Well, he's still in, but nice pass to Michael Jensen, who hits a floater in the lane, and it's 58-34 Red Hawks. Holthouse up the floor, missed an easy bunny, and now a technical foul is called on Holthouse. He wanted the foul after Kessler played good defense. And a technical foul called on Tucker Holthouse here. So we'll see what the decision is for Hiawatha. And they will put Connor Kettler at the line to shoot the technical free throws here. Well, you can kind of see just the frustration of this second half boiling over for the Tigers. The technical foul was called, and the first free throw by Connor Kettler rattles in and out no good. 67% at the line this season.
He hasn't shot a lot, though.
Hasn't shot a ton of freebies. Kettler, 5'10 senior, returning starter from a year ago. And his second got that one to go. So he goes 1-for-2 on the technical foul free throws. Hiawatha gets the ball back, leading by 25 at 59-34. There is 3:49 left to go in the game. Now Jeff West, they're going to have to put this one away quick because they got a very big-time challenge on the road Friday night in the sub-state quarterfinals. They'll be at Silver Lake. Here's a three from the left corner. That one's short, fighting for the rebound, and Kappelman comes away with that one. Extra hustle there for the Red Hawks to keep this possession alive. 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Boswell, right side in the corner, dribbles out of a double team, back to the right wing, spins back towards the corner, now settles in on the wing. Here's Morton at the elbow. Did they get him for a travel? They did. Turnover by Hiawatha. Gives it back to Jeff West at 3:22 to go. Mentioned the Tigers playing at Silver Lake, a not-so-much-familiar opponent for the Redhawks. They go to Osage City on Friday night. Redhawk girls will be at home on Thursday in their sub-state opener against West Franklin. And mentioning the Jeff West girls, they'll be at Atchison County on Thursday night. Morton got tied up by Tuck on the wing, and they get Tuck here with the foul. Jeff West fans have not agreed with much of the officiating. Actually, the foul was on
Ethan.
Okay, Ethan Morton. Morton picks up his first, team foul number two. Now Morton comes away with a steal in the backcourt. Layup good, and the foul. Herman couldn't quite contest it enough. And after Morton picked up the foul, he's got 13, his first points of the second half, and a chance for one more. Now the Redhawks are potentially could get this thing to a running clock here in the final couple minutes as Jeff West is going to empty the bench here. Gage Mosier is into the game. Ryan Pressler is into the game. Cooper Watkins as well. Carson Wellman. The Tigers are going to have to regroup quickly. They'll get a couple days of practice here this week before the game at Silver Lake on Friday night. 61-34, Morton with 13 points tonight. Make it 14 as he cashes in on the three-point play. Morton gets a nice ovation from the crowd as he comes out.
And a lot of that is actually for Cooper Hanke that's going to check into the ballgame.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. Hanke, the senior, could be a little bit of both. Well, 62-34. It is a 28-point lead for Hiawatha. Good gravy. And we're not too pleased with maybe the Riverside score. There's a block shot inside, but a foul called. Gage Kappelman got it up top, but a little body contact, enough for the whistle. And free throws coming up here for the junior who just checked in for Jeff West and Ryan Pressler. 2:45 to go in the game, 62-34 Red Hawks. Pressler's first free throw is good. Well, Jeff West won their last game at Holton, 53-46. Of course, we had the weather last week. They had one of their games just canceled straight up. They haven't played in over a week. And the Red Hawks taking advantage. Red Hawks played just a few days ago, last Friday. 62-36 after two free throws from Ryan Pressler. Boswell driving, looking for a pass inside, gets it back. And resetting up top here is Newell. Left corner, he's open for three. Couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Jeff West. Now trying to come away with a steal. That should be a turnover as it was tipped into the backcourt by Hiawatha, and Jeff West didn't touch that, so it's going to be a Hiawatha turnover.
I think they're really trying to get either Kappelman or Hanke a bucket tonight. They are going all out now in the defense, and they're up quite a few with 2:17 left.
Well, the Red Hawks, 62-36 their lead. Final 2 minutes and 10 seconds here tonight. Red Hawks are going to close out the regular season on senior night with a sweep. Fairly dominant fashion here in the boys' game. Left side pass, a three, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Max Tuck. He had it knocked away. Another good defensive play, and now a foul on the perimeter as Mosier was working inside. And the foul call here on Kettler, that is his first. And Red Hawks team foul number four. Just under 2 minutes to go. Carson Wellman with the basketball. Left side to Watkins. Now up top to Pressler. Puts it on the dribble. Backed out on the perimeter. Final minute 40. There's a bump and a foul on the perimeter on Newell. That'll be his third. And it's the last foul, wasn't the last foul to give. Free throws coming up here for Jeff West. This will be Max Tuck. Sophomore didn't play much in the first half of the season, but head coach Joe Smith liked his play and certainly earned some more minutes here in the latter half of the season, but misfired on this free throw attempt. Now 0 for 3 at the line tonight. His second is good there. So he goes 1 for 2, has 4 points. And it's 62-37, Hiawatha. Final 90 seconds. Here's Boswell in the paint. Lost it and a turnover. Here's Tuck into the front court. He'll step into a deep three, and he got that one to go. Max Tuck from downtown. 62-40, Hiawatha lead. Final minute 13. Well, the fans are really wanting Cooper Hanke to shoot. He did not do it that time. Boswell, left side pass. Kappelman puts it on the dribble. Right side, Hanke wants to bring the hammer. The largest roar for a meaningless three with 50 seconds to go in the game. 65-40. Goodness me. Here's a drive by Tuck. Shot off the heel. Rebound for Mosier. And a second chance, no. This time cleared away by Boswell. 33 seconds to go. Red Hawks could certainly just hold this thing out. Hanke has it in the corner, nearly stepped out of bounds, trying to find somebody, able to get it off to Newell. Back up top. Fans really want Hanke to shoot again, but Will they give him another opportunity with just 15 seconds to go? Here's Kappelman. Newell had it knocked away in a steal. And then a foul at midcourt. Jeff Webb's going to shoot free throws with just 10 seconds left in the game. And Newell, his fourth foul. And a standing ovation, I'm guessing, for Hanke. This is Max Tuck back at the line. And his first free throw is no good. Five out, five in for the Redhawks here. And the final 10 seconds. Seniors getting a little extra love here. Dominant second half for Hiawatha. And they're going to ride a little momentum into their sub-state opener on Friday night, which will be at Osage City. It will not be an easy tilt for the Redhawks on Friday night on the road. Tuck's second free throw. He got that one to go. 8 points for Max Tuck, all in the second half. And the Redhawks can run this thing out. The final few seconds, 65-41. A dominant display in the second half and a standing ovation from the Red Hawk faithful. Our final here in the boys' contest, Hiawatha 65, Jefferson West 41. Postgame show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Nick from Citizens State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dominant second half for the Hiawatha boys, and they roll to a big win to wrap up their regular season. Senior nights, fans were more than certainly into it. So the Red Hawk girls, 52-44. And a 35-19 second half for Hiawatha in the boys' game. They're away with it, defeating Jeff West 65-41. Again, our post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Alongside Paige, Leah here doing a great job as always for the Hiawatha channel. Seth Tollefson doing the Lord's work in studio. I got the light work here, Brandon Tabman here on KNTA. Well, again, the second half, really the difference in the game, just an extra bit of juice on both ends of the floor for the Redhawks. And you know, a game that was close in the first half, not so much in the final two quarters.
For Hiawatha, They were not happy with that loss down at Jeff West. You could see that here tonight. They wanted to make a statement win with, I had five blocks on the night. And
that might have been all in the second half, too. That was the thing. Maybe in like a five-minute stretch.
And for Hiawatha, it's not like they don't play defense well, but they don't have as much power usually against certain teams. And tonight, that was all power. They were coming after all the shots they could, and they were not afraid to do so.
Well, let's get you some of the numbers in this game tonight. The Redhawks had four players in double figures, led by Lane Kessler with 15. He added six rebounds as well. They got 14 from Ethan Morton. They got 12 from Cameron Boswell. And then a near double-double for Stephen Morgan, who dominated that third quarter. He had 11 points and 8 rebounds. Jeff West tonight, they were led by Kyle Herman. He had 9. They got 8 points apiece from Jason Payne and Max Tuck. Also 4 points apiece from Tucker Holthouse and Connor Rich. Also 4 points as well from Mason McCollum. Some of the team numbers for Hiawatha: 16 turnovers, 27 rebounds, and they were 8 of 13 at the line. Jeff West tonight, 11 turnovers, 17 rebounds, and they were 5 of 11 at the line. All right, I put you on the spot after game one. I'm doing it again, and it might be a tougher decision here for game two. Our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Can I give it to Braylon Stephen Morgan?
I'm glad you did, because that's who I was leaning. Again, out of the four players in double figures, he had the least amount, but he had 8 rebounds. But that third quarter, when the Redhawks really started pulling away, that's where that dominance was. It was led by him. He had 10 points, 6 rebounds, and an emphatic block, all in about a 5 or 6 minute stretch, and that really blew the game open.
It was pretty exciting to watch, you know, on both sides of the floor. Jeff West also, they never gave up. I mean, it's not like they just hung their heads the last quarter. They fought till the end. They were fouling, and they wanted to win this game. It's not like Hiawatha just blew them out from the get. It was close the first, second. You know, Hiawatha with an 8-point lead at half, so hats off to the Tigers for fighting till the end, and they're going to have a tough game on Friday.
Well, for Jeff West, they're going to have to turn things around. And real quick, just mention again, Braylon Stephen Morgan, our player to bank on. 11 points, 8 rebounds, and an emphatic block in the second half. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As Paige mentioned, all these teams are going to have difficult sub-state quarterfinals, which the playoffs are now here for both of these teams. It's do or die. When you move on and lose, your season is done. For Jefferson West, the girls, on Thursday night, they will be at Atchison County. Jeff West boys, on Friday night, they're going to be on the road at Silver Lake. For the Hiawatha girls, Thursday night, they're back at home against West Franklin. And for the Hiawatha boys, tough one on the road, and unfamiliar opponents in Osage City. So that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. So much coverage coming the rest of this week. Myself, Crendon Prophet, we're heading to Salina. We'll be covering state wrestling. And we got, of course, another scoreboard show on Friday nights as sub-state basketball now in full swing moving forward. Games across the board on Thursday and Friday night. It's a Hiawatha sweep on senior night to wrap up the regular season. Hiawatha girls in game one, 52-44. Redhawk boys dominant in the second half. Pull away from the Jeff West Tigers, 65-41. Hiawatha boys, a record now of 8-11. Tiger boys, they dropped to 6-13. For Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, Paige, Leah, always a great job. We appreciate it very much. I'm Brandon Tabman signing off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.